RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You got to go back to Lynn Dickey in the early 1980s for a player to have five-plus touchdown passes and complete 90% of his passes. 19 for 21, better than 90%, 256, the five touchdowns to five different receivers, and Mike Vrabel, they take their step. They will clinch the East if the Bills lose or tie the Eagles coming up next on Fox. The last team to go from a 13-loss season to a 13-win season, the 1999 Indianapolis Colts in Peyton Manning's second year. Mike Vrabel takes a 13-loss team and turns them into a 13-win team.
Time now for the Six Rings postgame show, breaking down everything Patriots. Now, here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
The score was 35-3 at the half, and it wasn't even that close. The final score of 42-10 does not tell the entire story of the domination, the obliteration, and the outright ass-whooperation that the New England Patriots banged up, bruised, battered, took to the New York Jets, or at least whatever resembles the New York Jets franchise, at MetLife Stadium today in front of an audience that was, by many accounts, at least 50% Pats fans. Tickets going for as little as $10 earlier in the week, a stadium three-quarters full, pre-game and kickoff energy described as sad, uneventful, and pre-game-esque. But I'll tell you, if you're a Patriots fan, you saw anything but, as Drake May put on, quite possibly, the best performance of his professional career to date. Again, caveat, disclaimer, asterisk, it was against the Jets and whatever resembles their defense. Ramondre barely touched in the first half. Travion Henderson showing lead back capabilities. Steph Diggs well on his way to incentives galore. An absolutely awesome performance. Josh McDaniels in his bag. And I'll tell you, I always knew Bill Belichick did not like the New York Jets. But I don't think Mike Vrabel likes him very much either, because winning by only 32, well, if you ask him, I bet you the coach would probably tell you that he wouldn't have minded running the score up even more. Drake May sat down. Josh Dobbs got a couple of passes. And now you got Fitzy and Hart here on the Six Rings postgame show on WEEI to recap it all, discuss what an excellent day it was for the Patriots, what a sorry state of affairs it is for the Jets, and what we have to look forward to for postseason permutations and possibilities for the Patriots. You can holler at us anytime, 617-779-7937. Of course, here in the first break on the Six Rings postgame show, we'll take Mike Vrabel and Drake May live from their podiums deep within the dark and scary recesses of MetLife Stadium. Later on in the show, we'll have Andy Hart's thumbs up and thumbs down. We'll have the Cars for Kids player of the game. Andy's going to be tapping out a little early today. We're very happy that he could join us because he's been under the weather. So John Lyons will actually be playing the part of Andy Hart in the second half of the show today. Andy, honestly, like, when you saw exactly how battered and bruised the Patriots were heading into this game, full well knowing they were still playing a 3-12 Jets team, a team literally with the inverse record of the Patriots.
Yeah, because I think the Patriots offense with Drake May, when he's cooking, and he was cooking today, Kyle Williams screwed him. That record that we heard the announcers talk about coming in of 90% completions, 5 touchdowns, all that, should have been even better because Kyle Williams didn't mean to hit you where it hurts, right in the frickin' hands there on the sideline.
Yeah,
he
pulled a... From the W. Oh, wow. I guess if I clap, the intro to the show begins. How about that?
Even the computers are pissed off at that drop.
Who was the receiver a couple years ago out in Vegas? Used to play for the Dolphins. DeVante Parker. Remember the time Mac Jones hit him on a 50-yard bomb?
Well, it didn't hit him in the palms. It only hit him in the fingertips, not the full hand. So it wasn't.
Right.
It's only a drop if it hits the full hand. But no, I did think there was a possibility. But I also think the score and the opponent will sort of overshadow that this was a great performance by a banged-up team late in the year.
Yes.
And I fully believe that on a lot of levels. First of all, you're down 2 starting offensive linemen on the left side. You're down 2 of your 3 lead receivers.
Mm-hmm.
You're down the bulk of your run defense. You go out there and whoop ass. That's one thing. But you did so in a fashion that felt like it got some other people ready. Some people ready just in case, right? If you break glass in case of emergency for Kyle Williams, or even your boy, Efton Chisholm, or Brendan Schooler's out there laying the lumber late in the game on defense. It felt a little bit like, and this is going to sound disrespectful, I don't know if the NFL likes this, felt a little bit like a preseason game in the second half, but in a good way for the Patriots.
Felt like it? Andy, pregame shows, I was checking in with fans, friends who bought tickets literally for after tickets and fees, like $50.
Oh, yeah.
And I even thought that was kind of a jacked up price, no less.
Yep.
But that's okay, because my buddy who bought tickets for the family to drive from Fitchburg all the way down to North Jersey, 6-1, half a dozen the other, he hit on an Efton Chisholm anytime touchdown, so actually paid for the entire trip. We got the Chisholm touchdown. You got, but there was described anyway. All the energy was described as like it was sad. It was over 50% Patriots fans.
Oh, yeah.
Very few Jets, but you heard.
And the Jets fans were booing. So yeah. Everybody was booing the Jets. Whether you were a Patriots fan or a Jets fan, you were booing the home team.
Oh, my God. You want to talk lopsided? God, So preseason is not being disrespectful at all. Your first half stats, total yards, Patriots 344, Jets 77. So almost 20% of what the Pats put up. First downs, 23-4, so more than 20%. Takeaways off of points, Pats had 1 for 7 points. Time of possession, 20 minutes to 10 minutes. I mean, like, that doesn't even
really. And don't forget,
really,
they weren't using third down. You know, the rules let you go 3 downs before you have to make a decision. They were skipping over that and just going first down, second down, first down, second down, first down, second down. They're skipping right over third down. It was matching. You know, we bitched when Josh Allen went 5 straight drives with touchdowns. Well, we got our own version of 5 straight drives with touchdowns, and they were impressive, too. Sometimes when you see these lopsided scores, it's like, oh, you took over on a short field and you scored quick. I believe every drive was 60-plus yards. All 5 touchdown drives, I believe, all went more than 60 yards. Like, this
no
was
short
a
fields. Yeah, yeah.
Big boy offensive performance for the MVP, Drake May, and the most valuable coordinator, Josh McDaniels. That duo
Do they have an MVC award now?
Yep, they should. I'm going to start one. Give it out to my boy. I'll get a plaque and everything. Maybe we'll have an awards dinner.
He was in his bag early
Absolutely.
On today, and he loves calling games against the Jets. I love the touchdown. Not sure which one it was. So many touchdowns to choose from. So many wonderful. Oh, it was the one that put the Patriots up 28-3, ironically. Which, of course, was the score they came back from in Super Bowl 51. The pass to, I believe it was Diggs, for the touchdown to make it 28-3, was exactly the play call to Amendola to get the 2-point conversion to tie the game up at 28. You know, the one where Edelman ran in front, Amendola took a step back on the slip screen, and then powered his way through. Like, McDaniels was just playing all the hits. And by the way, according to Patriots Communications on the X platform, Andy, Drake May ends his day today, 256 passing yards. By the way, side note from the editor, Drake May's yardage prop today was how much?
I'm going to say
255 and a half.
Oh, I love that. Love it.
Kid you not. Drake May ends his day with 256 passing yards. All of our friends at DraftDuel and FanKings will love that one. 5 passing touchdowns on 90.5 completion percentage. He is the first and only player in NFL history to have those kind of numbers in a game. I mean,
he's one of one, as the card collectors say. You pull that out, that means really good things. He is one of one. And you know what I love today? A little more personality. Did you notice that? There was the personality. We saw it last week on the touchdown.
Hold that thought, Andy. Mike Vrabel to the podium. All right. A quick little post-gamer from Drake May. All good. Andy, did the QB throw five touchdowns today while also being a little under the weather?
Yes, and how did no one ask him? He was blowing his nose continuously on the sideline. He was doing that, like, cough where you're clearly getting some phlegm to come up, and his voice didn't sound anything like him. How did no one ask him about, I don't think it's a big deal, right? I'm toughing it out too. We all perform when we're under the weather, but how did no one ask him about, like, his Michael Jordan game? Like, do you have a fever? How you feeling? Like, it seemed like, oh my God.
First
I hate
question.
To rip the reporters, but sorry. Like, you got to ask him about being sick. He's clearly ill.
You could shoot Giardi a text and be like, Mike, it's right there. You got a softball. You got a tomahawk ribeye. I have a question right there for you.
He clearly wasn't the only one in that room, because there was somebody
hacking up a lung in the back.
But no, and I don't think it's that big a deal. But if you're writing a story and he throws five touchdown passes, like, you can fluff it up even more if you can, like, throw in a quote there about how he wasn't feeling great. He's a little bit under the weather. Like, he was blowing his nose on the side. Like, Jiminy Christmas, people.
Drake, did it make it any easier for you to throw five touchdowns while under the weather, considering you were facing a UFL team?
Oh, no, we're not doing that.
Jets.
We're not diminishing the Jets, because that diminishes the Patriots. And I know that Portnoy said there they should be regulated. I think he meant relegated, but he said they should be regulated.
No, they are. I put the same as much on Instagram. I usually wait until 5 minutes before the game is over to throw up a quick little post-game recap video on Instagram or TikTok. At FitzyGFY, if you want to follow, you probably don't. And today I did it at halftime because I was pretty confident that the Patriots is 35-3. I mean,
but you were down 28-3 to a quarterback named Brady, and then you won 42-10.
Yeah, I felt pretty good about that. But relegation should be in the cards. I mean, if this is your franchise, I mean, we have plenty of time to get into just how bad the Jets are, just how bleak their future is.
Give me one of the voices.
How bad are they?
How bad are they?
Why they're so. They're so unbelievable. Like, sell the team, fire the coach, flush the entire organization. If they just basically went with a brand new everything next year, could it possibly be worse?
Remember we used to
play the Keep Five Patriots game, and we'd be like, I got to three. I'm not sure. Like, things got so bleak a few years ago, we weren't sure who the five Patriots would
be. They got a few, though. They have more talent than the Patriots did last year. I'll say that. They had more keepable talent. To use that phrase, maybe make up a word. They had more keepable talent, and they got rid of some of it. A few weeks ago, before the trade deadline, they definitely had more keepable talent than the Patriots.
Did you see Sauce Gardner, by the way, is responsible for only, between two franchises, two wins on the entirety of the NFL season?
Wow. Poor Sauce. Poor Sauce. The Jets are, it is a debacle. It's a crappy stadium. I feel bad for Glenn. He seems like a nice man who is overmatched in the role that he is filling right now.
No one should undertake that kind of Herculean effort. Even Mike Vrabel, who may very well have been offered more money to coach the Jets than the Patriots.
I don't think he wanted that job. I think he was effing them.
I think he was very, very much so. And I think he was willing to try to play the part of slightly nicer guy, because, as I mentioned in the intro, it was legendary how much Belichick hated the NYJ. But I think once they took a cheap shot when it was 28-3, as the first half was drawing to a close, that's when Vrabel was like, you know what? I was more than content to run out the clock. Now we're going to score again, and you're in big, big trouble.
Just because we can, because we... Yeah, I think Belichick's hate of the Jets was personal. It was historic. Vrabel's hate is sort of nurture, you know, being in New England for so long and that rivalry. I think it was, but I don't think he feels it to the depths to which Belichick did, but it's still there. I mean, Brian Frazoco, our Twitch producer, had a great idea. And I don't say that often about Frazoco and Frazoco Fridays, but it's a great idea. They're such losers in New York. Mm-hmm. They should hire Josh McDaniels, not necessarily because he'd be a great coach for them, just to get him away from Drake May, and maybe you can screw New England up by taking Josh McDaniels, right?
Like $60 million just to screw the Patriots would be probably, A, the most Jetsian thing they've ever done, and B, their best hope at actually beating the Patriots sometime before the year 2030.
And maybe third time's a charm for Josh. Maybe you draft a quarterback and it actually works. But worst case scenario, you just get... Because the best duo in football right now, I've said this before and I'll say it again, The best duo, sustainable-looking duo in football is Drake May and Josh McDaniels.
Hands
like,
down.
There's no better. There is no better.
Well, all right, we'll get into Andy's
Ben Johnson
new idea.
And Caleb Williams would like a word, but I'll still
well.
Say it's Drake May and
You
Josh
know,
McDaniels.
Caleb Williams is 600 yards away from becoming the first 4,000-yard passer in the Bears history, whereas Drake May today earned himself a new nickname, Drake 4K May. Third Patriots quarterback in history with 4,000 yards or more passing in a season. Patriots look to run it to 14-3 next week as they host the Miami Dolphins in a game that could be for the AFC East, depending on the outcome of the Bills-Eagles game. We'll get to your rooting interest in that one, as well as how the Patriots could possibly, though slightly unlikely, get to the top seed overall in the conference. We'll hear from Mego later on in the show. We'll hear from John Lyons, our old pal from the Lion's Den as well. Andy's thumbs up, thumbs down, and so much more. And you, your calls, always welcome here on the Six Rings postgame show, though many of you probably checked out at halftime, like when I posted my recap video. Come on back. We'd love to have you. Your thoughts, your feelings, your holiday wishes, your New Year's resolutions, and so much more. 617-779-7937. Fitzy and Hart here with you on another victorious edition of the Six Rings postgame show on WEEI.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Six Rings postgame show on WEEI.
May on the rollout, on the move, throws to the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown. Guess who? The first of his NFL career, Efton Chisholm III, undrafted out of Eastern Washington, gets his first chances in the offense, and he's got his first NFL touchdown. Hold on to that ball, young man.
There it was. You waited long enough for it, Pats fans. All you Chiz heads out there, today was the day. Chisholm mania finally broke wild and ran loose all over the grounds of MetLife Stadium today. Had his first catch, Andy, in the NFL. 30-yarder up the gut, where Drake May mentioned in his postgame presser that had he not stumbled, he may have been able to take it to the six-point house. And then when they're already up 35-10, 35-3 at that point, I believe, excuse me, because Breece Hall got the touchdown to make it 42-10. Sweating that one.
Some of us needed that one for our prop bets.
Yeah, exactly. Some of us needed that with the over.
Over 80 yards. Thank you.
Rolls out, hits Efton Chisholm with a dime in the end zone. Kid finally gets his first touchdown catch. Now, I know a lot of what's going to be discussed today and throughout the week, probably tomorrow in the afternoon show with us and beyond, is going to be all about, relax, it's the Jets. That's a trash franchise. That's not even, like, calling this one of the worst Jets teams would be being kind to the, like, they're
awful.
They are. But just because they suck doesn't mean that you don't get to go in there, flex your muscles, and start getting some reps to some of the guys that are going to need to come up with big plays for you. Not just next week when you play the Dolphins and try and lock up either the East, the one seed, or both, but the playoffs as well. Could be home against the Chargers. You may have to rely on Chisholm or Kyle Williams or Hooper. Hooper drives the boat, Chief. He stepped in nicely in the absence of Matt Collins, and we'll get to that in a minute. So it's not the Patriots' fault that they play the schedule they play. It's none of our faults that the Jets suck as bad as they do. So Pats only did what they could do, which was their job, go in there and hand them their ass.
And with the people with which they could do it. And we bitched all year. The depth of this team, non-existent. They cannot have injuries. They can't do this. Okay, so the list of guys you wouldn't want to lose probably would include your $100 million free agent signing, Milton Williams. Oh, he wasn't out there because even though he started practicing, he wasn't ready to return. Probably would include your middle linebacker, your $33 million free agent signing, leading tackler. Oh, he wasn't out there again, too. Probably would include your left tackle, who was the number four. Probably would include your starting left guard, who everybody said you shouldn't start two rookies, but you started two rookies. Probably shouldn't include two of your top three receivers, the ones that actually started the year with ACLs that worked. They weren't out there either. Mm-hmm. So a team that supposedly wasn't very deep went on the road. And remember, it is on the road. It's still the National Football League. We're in theory.
It's not their fault. It's not their fault that their home fans protested or rather just gave up and burned their tickets.
So all these factors that I've watched Fitzy. There's a brag coming here. Okay, I've watched a lot of football over the last quarter century.
Yeah, way to go.
Sick brag, bro.
I have seen what I believe to be potentially better teams than this Patriots team give in to excuses, give in to the reasons that you might have a hiccup or a letdown, like injuries, road, late in the year, blah. Like, I've seen better teams fall to it. The Patriots not only didn't fall to it, they just put their throat. Another thing, we wanted them to put their throat on somebody. Does this count? Because I know they only scored 7 points in the second half. Does that count? They actually tied the second half. They didn't win the second half.
Yeah, see, that's a very Patriots 2025 thing. Why didn't they throw out? Why didn't they win 49-10?
Tell you why. Because they put in their backup quarterback.
Yeah, and even he didn't look terrible. He's just not Drake May as well. But
right.
Anyway,
I'm not denigrating this win at all in a
diminishing its value just because you played a quadruple A football team.
No. There's bad teams out there.
Ohio State could beat these Jets.
They couldn't, but it might be competitive. We have to remember where you came from, and this is where I was starting to
Providence.
Go before Drake May so rudely interrupted me by doing a press conference. Sick, even though no one asked him about doing a press conference while clearly sick. Jesus, Jiminy Joseph. But Mike Vrabel, all the comments he's made me hearken back to, remember his very first press conference was about, all I want to be able to do is take advantage of bad football. Now, clearly this team can do much more than that, but today?
But it began with that to Mike Vrabel because the previous several seasons, the Patriots not only didn't take advantage of bad football, they let bad football stomp all over them like a cigarette out in front of a cheap hotel.
So in a weird way, this game sort of exemplified what he wanted. There's a bad football team on the other side, right? That was a bad football team you played today.
Again, the holiday spirit runs through you because you're being kind to the Jets.
They stomped the living crap out of that bad football team. They scored on five straight possessions. They spread the ball around despite all the other issues that could have been excuses. So just to see how far this team has come that we're bitching. That's not the right word.
It's hardly a grouse, too. It's just more sort of like, but this is analysis.
This is a team that won four games each the last 2 years. This is a team that all they wanted to do was not suck, right? Just suck a little. The old Lou Merlone. Just suck a little. Well, they do not suck. Instead, they go on the road and they take a team that sucks and they drive them into the ground and embarrass them in their own stadium.
Yeah, and look what happened. Pittsburgh Steelers could have won the AFC North today. All they had to do was win against the lowly Browns. They couldn't even do that. Granted, the weather was awful.
I'm making excuses.
Patriots Scoreboard. Played the Browns. And they're a different team at home. Scoreboard. Okay, let's leave it at that. Andy, let's hear from some of the fans. The good people of WEEI and Six Games Postgame Show have lined up at 617-779-7937. Here we go. Here's our first call today. Tony from Leominster is actually leaving MetLife, the brave soul that he is, on his way home with the family. Tony, how are you?
Fitzy.
Yes.
How we doing?
How you doing,
listen,
Tony?
I'm good. Listen, these Jets fans, I don't know. I talked to a couple of them, and they're like in purgatory. They don't know whether to root for the Jets or root for the draft pick. Just like zombies. They're just roaming around. Nice group of people, but, man, I kind of feel for them.
You feel badly for the Jets fans. So you're at the game. Describe the atmosphere. How electric was it, Tony?
It was not. It was the opposite of electric. It was more of a dull, dull roar. It was a tough scene.
People have described MetLife as much before. What would you say the split on Pats fans versus Jets fans was, Tony?
It is 50-50, easily 50-50. And they did not hang around long. They took off around halftime.
So they were the smart ones. I actually imagine there was probably more of a traffic jam at halftime than there was at the end of the game, Tony. So thanks for giving us a call on the postgame show. Hope you enjoyed yourself. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, friend.
You too. See you guys.
All right. Thanks, Tony. Tony from Leominster calling in on his way out of, boy, man, the excitement you can plug into down there at MetLife. What would it have taken you to want to go to a game like that today, Andy?
Nothing. No way. I mean, my son went. My son and his buddies drove down and went.
They did?
Yeah, because they thought it was fun, cheap. Mm-hmm. They actually went down yesterday because they were able to get tickets in a hotel room down there cheaper than going to Gillette. So they did.
Oh, I bet the four tickets for your son and his friends plus the hotel room cheaper than a ticket to the playoff game for the Patriots. One single ticket.
Right. So they and they made a day of it, went into the city yesterday. So, yeah, no, it was a nice little post-Christmas drivable weekend. So, yeah. But for me personally, no. First of all, not that this matters on any sense of a level on a post-game show. That stadium blows. That is a terrible stadium. For a billion whatever they put into that thing, like, you got nothing to show for it. I know your team
sucks.
It's
awful. It looks like an effing toaster on the outside. Then when you get inside, it's even like the two teams combined. How about this, Andy? MetLife Stadium has two friggin' football teams playing in there. The two teams combined won't have, they may not even have as many as half the number of the wins the Patriots have, because I think the Giants have three and the Jets have three.
Yeah, no, it's terrible.
That's
and then
pathetic.
The stadium offers nothing. There's nothing. At least, you know, the Vikings could suck, for example. Let's just say the Vikings suck for a few years. But if you go there, you're like, well, this place is pretty freaking cool. Or Dallas or L.A.
Well, hey, I finally went to Minneapolis, and it's a cool city. And, oh, there's another one right next to it in St. Paul. You can even, Andy, you could even go to Citi Field and say, hey, this is an improvement upon Shea.
Correct.
Why the hell am I in Queens? Oh, wow, there's really good food around here. Oh, wow, Steve Cohen is actually putting in New York City's first casino right next to Citi Field. This is pretty cool. There's nothing there. Nothing.
It reminds me of like a a nondescript stadium in a movie because they couldn't like negotiate a deal to use a real stadium or it's like rights or images. So it's just a bland, fake looking.
Good afternoon,
stadium.
Everyone, and welcome to Generic Stadium here in Random Town, USA. It sucks. I've been there. I've been there on purpose. It's awful.
It is brutal, and maybe that ties into why the teams suck. Maybe if you had a cooler stadium, you'd have cooler teams. Probably not, but I'm just throwing it out there for
you. I will say this. Thank goodness gracious. Thank goodness. Thank the gridiron gods that the turf monster at MetLife Stadium or DeathLife Stadium or MethLife Stadium or JetLife Stadium or many of the other trollish nicknames I give it. Thank God the turf monster there today did not claim a ligament or muscle of any of your New England Patriots players, because you could barely afford to lose anyone given the number of backup starters, Jags, and other teams' practice squad players the Pats had to go into this game with, and they still won by more than 30 points.
Quick question before we get back to the phone calls. Any chance, do you think they erred on the side of sitting everybody? Like, had this game been different, more meaningful potentially? Because Drake May continues to tell us they're trying to win the division, right? Like, that's their biggest goal, and that's still on the horizon. But do you think all of these injuries, all the starters that were out in this game, do you think those decisions were made simply as medical decisions, or was that Mike Vrabel resting his roster and getting his roster at full health?
I think in the case of Mac Hollins, that's legitimately.
Well, yeah,
injury.
He's on IR. But I'm talking about the guys that were out for this game. You had Tonga. You had Boone.
Oh, Tonga's way too important for the playoff game. Yes, he's a rest for the postseason. Let's see who else. Booty. That's a get right for postseason injury because we don't know the severity of his abdominal injury as well. Again, injured on the play where he wore a Marlon Humphrey coat to the ground, and suddenly there was no pass interference to be found anywhere. Spillane, get him ready for the postseason. Like all these guys, Milton Williams, I heard Vrabel, I heard a nice interview with him before the game today, and he said it was great to get Milton Williams back out there at practice. That was step one. Now they want to try to get him up to speed more before they get him back into a game, get his game feet wet before the postseason. Wouldn't be surprised if he's back out there and plays a few snaps against the Dolphins just to make sure he's tuned up and ready to go for the postseason game, which, before we go, we'll grab one more call before the commercial, Andy, continues to look more and more like it's going to be the Los San Diego Chargers.
I'll take it. You know why? I know you don't have anything like the Houston defense, but they can't block. They can't block.
If you get Milton Williams... They're missing their two starting tackles.
I know. But if you get Milton Williams at full health and Christian Barmore fights the other team instead of his head coach, and then you get Landry out there.
Small detail, but that's all right.
I think you have a decent chance in that game because every play the Chargers run looks like it's jailbreak city or like, I feel bad for Herbert at this point. He's just running for his life, he gets hit at the end of every play.
Throwing dimes to his rookie tight ends on the way into the end zone, having it bounce off their hands of stone.
Yep.
Like Chargers should have won that game by 10, even though the Texans in their deep passing game to the Iowa State rookies went up 14-0 early. I was thinking, wow, boy, nobody's going to want to play this team. Then they proved fallible, and then the Chargers once again proved that they actually enjoy beating themselves more than they allow the other team beating them in their home stadium, which has no home field advantage. Because he's halfway around the world, Andy, of course we have to go to him before the commercial break. Let's get, quote, thoughts on the game from Jake in Australia. Jake, g'day.
Howdy, let's get rowdy.
Yeah, put that on a shirt and wear it during the post game, huh, baby? How'd you enjoy that one today, Jake?
That was delicious. That Diggs Moss was picture perfect. That was great.
Yeah, they made some great catches today. The Diggs mossing, the Hunter Henry down to the goal line early, and then the one you referenced, Fitzy, the Drake May rollout to Chisholm. Those three were
gorgeous.
Beautiful catches and nice, beautiful throws as well.
Jake, I can't imagine that halfway around the world on your time. What is it? What's it, Monday morning over there right now?
So we got Monday morning, 8:45.
Okay, so that was your wake-up call was the Patriots just covering and smothering the Jets today. I can't imagine just because the Jets are a double-A football team that made your consumption of the game any less enjoyable.
No, that was, if I was to fly over, that would be the game I want to go to. I want to see stuff like that happen all the time.
Right, and see where the Patriots were coming from, guys. Last week they had to storm back furiously against a Ravens team that made many terrible decisions, one of which was, of course, not giving the ball to their all-world juggernaut running back, Derrick Henry, which he made amends for last night against the Packers.
Good to give Lord. Him the ball, you have to have him in the game. So
yeah,
first
oh,
they have to put
that's
him in
right.
the game.
He has to actually not be on the sideline. Can't give him the ball on the sideline. That's right. But you should. Jake, tell you what. Listen, here, I'll strike this deal with you. If you decide to come stateside and want to take in a game, my treat on beers, if we go to MetLife, and I'll leave it up to Andy if he wants to go. My treat on beers, if you want to actually make it down to MetLife Stadium one time to take in a Patriots curb stomp of the Jets.
That sounds amazing. But also, too, I forgot. I just remembered this the other day, the little deal I made that if we had a Drake May MVP or a playoff win.
Oh, are you going to be coming back to the States, Jake?
No, there was going to be a tattoo involved.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
You're getting a tattoo, my friend. You might have to get two.
So you guys better hook me up with someone who can design something, and I'll get it done over here.
Okay.
I was hoping we weren't going, but we are definitely going to. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, exactly. All right, Jake. Well, listen, enjoy your Monday. Thanks for being a consistent and quality contributor to the Six Rings postgame show all year long. We will talk to you next year for the regular season finale against the Dolphins, and then it's playoffs, baby.
Let's go.
All right. Jake in Australia checking in from halfway around the world from the future. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We will get into what's going on with the Eagles and the Buffalo Bills. It could be a hat and T-shirt day for the Patriots if the Eagles are able to take out the Bills Mafia up in Orchard Park. If not, then the Patriots will be playing for the division and possibly the one seed next week. We'll also get into playoff permutations and variables as well. Who will the Pats be playing? Who would you rather have? And so much more from today's game. We'll hear from Mego later on in the show, John Lyons, and more. Plus, Andy's thumbs up, thumbs down. This is the Six Rings Postgame Show live on WEEI.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Six Rings Postgame Show. Here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
Hey, what? Hey, y'all already know what's going on. Y'all, I'm toast. We got unfinished business. Unfinished business. We on the road. That's our identity, man. Keep it real simple. Women, hang on. Three, one, two, three.
If you're watching live right now on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or YouTube Live, two other great ways to consume the Six Rings Postgame Show or anything WEEI, you'll notice that Andy Hart and I look like the two guys from A Night at the Roxbury, bouncing our heads back and forth in unison to the catchy rejoin, as played by our producer extraordinaire, Zach Coe, on the show today. Zach brings the kind of energy, dare I say, Andy, to our postgame show that Steph Diggs brings to the pregame for the Patriots. That, of course, was his fiery pregame speech today, the theme of which was unfinished business. What do you think the unfinished business portion of the motivation for today's game was? Because they won last week. They beat the Jets pretty darn good when they played them earlier this year on Thursday Night Football. Is the unfinished business getting the AFC East, getting the one seed, or is it just the latest in a line of effective motivational tactics deployed by the Pats WR1?
I think it's clearly they're focused on the division. Clearly the division is a thing. Drake May has made that quite clear the last couple of weeks. I also think on some level finishing the perfect season on the road, that's an accomplishment been done twice by Patriots teams. They both went to the Super Bowl. Only one of them won the Super Bowl, because we all know the undefeated season didn't end as an undefeated season.
Bringing that up,
unfortunately, it's part of history. But yeah, some of that, and just where this team is going. I don't even know if it needs to be spoken, but there is no doubt. There is no doubt at this point. You're now 17 weeks into the season. This is a Super Bowl contender. I don't care what you think of the team or the talent or the years or would it get its ass kicked by any other team in any other. That doesn't matter. It all that matters is when you compare them to, I don't know, the Denver Broncos. Not that impressed. When you compare them to any other team you want to line up, the Patriots have every bit as good a chance to win as that team.
Yeah, we're not playing. Hey, guys, I got a question for you. All right, give me Grant's Union Army, 1863 against George Washington, 1779. Nope. Who do you think would win in a fair fight?
Nope, I'm telling you.
No, this is not the Patriots versus the Patriots 04 or 07. It's this team against this wildly uneven NFL sort of universe. This Patriots team, you again, have every right to think, believe, or feel like this team has a shot to go to, if not win, the Super Bowl.
And they do not have to beat the Seattle Seahawks or the Los Angeles Rams or maybe some teams you believe, the Eagles, maybe some team you believe in the NFC that is better until the Super Bowl. So they're a Super Bowl contender, and all they have to go through is Denver, which I don't think can score points with them. I know they have the defense. I don't know if they can score points with them. Or you mentioned Houston. Defensive front looks great. They're going to get after you. But this offense is pretty good. And the more I see Drake May hitting some crossers, hitting some checkdowns, taking what the defense gives him more and more often, I say, you know what? I do think maybe he could do a Brady-esque game plan where, hey, we're going to get rid of the ball in 1.87 seconds every play, and we're going to throw it quick on slants to Steph Diggs and whatever it takes to get. So I don't think you're going to have to score a lot of points to beat a lot of these teams. The only team I see maybe Justin Herbert, if you can't get any pressure on him, maybe he could be a shootout. Maybe Trevor Lawrence and the Jags, you could get into a shootout. But
they hung on today to beat the Colts, who are eliminated from playoff contention.
Ooh,
Jags
great.
Still alive for the one seed, as well as the AFC South.
They hung on to beat a team with a quarterback who is, carry the one, 70, 40-something years old and been out of the league for 5 effing years. So don't tell me that the Patriots are not a Super Bowl contender. They're absolutely a Super Bowl contender in this year in this conference.
You know what's really sad, and then we'll get back to the calls in just a moment here. Nobody wants to win the NFC South.
Oh, did you see that pregame thing on Fox where
so the freaking Buck, the Buccaneers went to Miami. Miami's playing for nothing. They lost 20-17,
right.
And then the Jags got smoked. Excuse me, the Panthers got smoked by the Seahawks 27-10 at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. Nobody wants to win that. Nope. Like, this is
nobody's good.
Honestly, that's why. Patriots are the best of the no goods, yes.
So the Patriots beat the Jets, beat the snot out of the Jets, and it's like, well, they're the Jets. Oh, my God, it's the Jets. What are you so excited for? But the Jags hold on, quote-unquote, to beat the Colts. Mm-hmm. And what was the – Tampa Bay is in a must-win situation against Miami, right? Mm-hmm. So, don't tell me about opponents and talents. And I mean, we left Mike McDaniel for dead and buried 6 months ago or whatever the heck. Actually, yeah, 6 months ago. We thought he might get canned coming into the season. Never mind.
Talking about his quarterback throwing 10 picks, trying not to throw 10 picks in a game. Granted, that's a quarterback who he ultimately fell out of favor with because he benched him.
Yep.
This is just an absolute mess. You think the Packers wanted to go into the postseason with the momentum of Derrick Henry having just absolutely trucked them for 4 touchdowns and 220 yards at home after Christmas? Even if no one saw it because it was a Peacock exclusive, hell no, sir.
And everybody knew the Ravens were going to run, and you couldn't stop them. You couldn't stop Derrick Henry. And I'm not saying that's an easy task. He's a very good player.
I know
best way
no
to stop
Jordan
him is
Love as well, but
and that's another issue. We might remind me to put a pin in that maybe for a little bit of time tomorrow. You know, these expanded schedules. I'm getting a little sick of seeing Malik Willis versus Scoop.
Oh, you didn't
want to
see Snoop Huntley versus Malik Willis?
Brady frickin' Cook versus, who did I see from the Chiefs? I don't even know the guy's name. Max Brosmer. No disrespect, UNH.
Oh,
love you,
what
mean
an
it. Like,
awful. What an awful NFL Christmas Day.
Because quarterbacks can't make it through the current schedule, and if you keep adding, then we will see more and more stories of guys we've never heard of and didn't want to hear of.
Boston Bar Guy's on the line. He'll be our final call of the first hour of the Six Rings postgame show. What's up, BBG?
Hey, Fitzy, what's up, buddy?
How are you, my guy?
Love
Merry
listening.
Christmas.
You, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you. And I'm getting a chuckle because I was going to talk about something, but you guys, my daughter lives in Maryland, so on the way home yesterday, I go by the stadium What a pathetic stadium. And you guys are so right. The MetLife, it's like you get the big Ferris wheel there, but who cares? But, well, you know, a terrible stadium, and you get two teams playing there. But that's why I was calling. What I was calling about was Drake May is just such, you know, he is an absolute superstar in the making, and I feel so good for Chisholm, the rookie from Washington, undrafted rookie from Washington State. That first catch that he made, which Drake, I can't even believe the throw that Drake made. The kid gets it. He's so excited. He stumbled, but he had a great run. And then he got the touchdown in the end zone. And his teammates were so pumped up for him. And that made my day right there. And Pats took care of business. Yeah, the Jets stink, but you know what are you gonna do? Hey, you got to take care of business. And they took care of business, and I'm all excited. So you guys have a happy New Year. And hopefully we're going to make it to the bowl.
Hey, we'll look forward to talking to you next year, Bar Guy. Thanks very much for the shout. Andy, the theme of the day to me, Steph Diggs said it was unfinished business. To me, it was just take care of business. This was a work trip. This was a business trip. You were going down. Even when you didn't have a full roster, full team, got a bunch of banged up dudes, you probably wanted to play as carefully as you could so you don't get anyone else hurt before the postseason. And instead, the Pats didn't seem to lose many guys during the course of the game. Went down there, kicked ass, took care of business. Plain and simple.
It got a little personal, though, when Vrabel called timeout and said F him of the F-em. Jets and made his quarterback crack up a little bit on the sideline. But that's the other
Brendan
thing.
Schoolers. Hey, listen, I like knowing I got a little spunk and spirit in my coach.
And they love their coach. We were on that early in the year about they love their coach. And I don't know how sustainable it is. I don't know if this is like a long-term 10-year love or whatever. But for right now, this team, this combination of personalities, Steph Diggs, Mac Hollins, there's a lot of unique personalities on this team. But their coach is one of them, and it just freaking works.
Yeah, you know how they say, you know, you say that they love their coach, and they would probably say like, oh, man, I love this guy so much, I'd follow him to hell. They did. They followed him straight to North Jersey today, and they put on one hell of an effort. 42-10, your final from MetLife today. 617-779-7937. More of your phone calls. More of how the Patriots were able to take care of business and be so effective, even when undermanned against whatever resembles that New York Jets football franchise. As well, we'll get to Andy's thumbs up, thumbs down in the next hour as well. Mego joins the party late in the 5 o'clock hour. John Lyons jumps in at 6. So many good times, so many voices, so many thoughts and feelings here on the Six Rings postgame show live on WEEI.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.